Ron, I was at the first couple stops for the Drive Green Utility Tractor Show, but you had a couple more there in Florida after I left, and I thought it might be good to sort of get an update here from the guy who's driving this truck, at least so far, as to how things have gone since I left the tour there and you headed on to the next stop.
Well, it went real well. I believe after you left, we continued on to Okeechobee and down there in the southern part of the state. They had a very, very nice display. The outdoor area was set up for the ride and drive. The dealer personnel were very hospitable, and I think they had a very good turnout based on the numbers that I witnessed there at the site. Then from there, we continued to Tampa to the state fairgrounds on Saturday, and likewise, they had ample room and a great display. Weather was beautiful, and judging by the number of folks there, I think it was very well received. So it was a very relaxed atmosphere, and John Deere had a lot of product there to display for the customer.
Well, sounds good. And I'll tell you, this time of year out here in the Midwest, we might wish we were back in Florida with the way the temperatures have been going. But,
I agree.
You know, you're driving what amounts to this big billboard down the highway for the Drive Green Utility Tractor Show. I'm sure that's gotten noticed by some people, hasn't it?
Well, it has. Let's see, Saturday evening, departing Tampa, continued north, and just after dark, pulled into the rest area near Lake City, and walking back out to the rig, there was a unmarked state Florida patrol car parked parallel to me, and as the trooper stepped out with a hat on, I wasn't sure exactly what to expect, but he greeted me and said, "Hey, how you doing? I noticed your rig. I did a turnaround there on I-75 and followed you back to the rest area." And he said, "Rest it easy." He goes, "I'm a John Deere enthusiast. My son and I are avid John Deere guys and wanted to know if I had any Z-Track mowers on," which unfortunately we didn't, but anyway, through the course of the conversation, had a nice conversation, and I got a hat for he and his son, and had a good conversation just on the brand right there in the rest area. So, again, it was noticed by someone that evening there at dark, and then from there on north, likewise, there was a few folks that commented on it up through Georgia the next day and on home.
Well, that's a great story, and I'm sure that as you get more chances to be out on the road, we're going to hear some more. And that's kind of why I thought it might be nice to just touch base with you periodically. And at this point, we got a holiday break before things will pick up again in mid to late January down in Texas. So I'm looking forward to that. I think anywhere south this time of year is not a bad place to be.
Oh, I agree. Here it is a Monday morning, and I think the temperature here as we speak is zero. So with the snowfall on the ground that we've had and with the sunshine out, even though cold is cold, it'll be a welcome change to get back into a warmer climate.
Well, I'm looking forward to that. And Ron, thank you very much. Look forward to seeing you again on the road.
Okay, Chuck. Thank you.